The Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District hosted a public meeting in North Pole last night to talk about the changing ecology of Chena Slough. The slough is undergoing a long-term restoration project after biologists discovered the presence of an invasive aquatic plant and a serious decline in the Arctic grayling population. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
In the mid-1990s, the Army Corps of Engineers mapped Chena Slough to assess Arctic grayling habitat. Amy Larson is an aquatic ecologist with the National Park Service. She repeated that same study in 2011.
Since this project was done in 1997, there's been about a 29 to 30% reduction in the spawning and rearing habitat for Arctic grayling. This has largely been a result of vegetation encroaching into what once was riffles and pools habitat in the stream that had been previously unvegetated.
Larson works with Nick Lasuzzo. He's a biological science technician with the U.S. Forest Service. Lasuzzo says Chena Slough is historically one of the most productive streams for Arctic grayling in North America.
Prior to the 1960s, when Fairbanks was flooded and the subsequent development of the Chena Floodplain Project, Chena Slough is a side shoot of the Tanana River and had pretty fast flow. As a result, I think it had pretty good substrate for Arctic grayling spawning habitat.
The Floodplain Project cut the slough off completely from the Tanana River, so today it's fed only by groundwater. Not only did there used to be lots more water in the slough, it was also a lot more turbid. That means there were all kinds of tiny particles floating around in the water. Deep pools, riffles, and gravel along the bottom made excellent habitat for grayling. Nick Lasuzzo says the Chena Flood Project isn't the only reason grayling habitat has diminished.
One of the things that we think is likely contributing to that is the introduction of this non-native aquatic weed, Elodea.
Elodea was likely introduced to the slough within the last 10 to 15 years. It's taken over almost half of the lower 10 miles of the slough. Elodea can choke out other plant species. Amy Larson says it essentially creates its own habitat.
So basically the plant comes in, it grows, it slows down the water, it makes it more suitable for it to grow. It helps get the sediment out of the water, it makes the soil better for the plant to grow. So it just keeps, it's a positive feedback system. And so it's just going to continue to fill in the channel over time.
The Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District plans to use a suction dredge to start removing Elodea from the slough next summer. While the grayling population has decreased in recent years, both Lasuzzo and Larson say they haven't completely disappeared from Chena Slough.
I don't think it's a serious threat to the grayling population in the Chena River system itself. I think it's more of an issue of local recreational opportunities for residents of North Pole and the Fairbanks area.
Well, I mean, one of the things that has happened, you know, is that this used to be, you know, kind of like everybody's best place to go fishing, you know, from around town in Fairbanks. It was a great fishing spot, and people could readily go catch really nice-sized grayling pretty frequently. And so that's really changed over the years. And now people are having a harder time. They're having to spend a lot more time to catch any given fish. And also just the navigability of the stream has changed a lot. You just can't even paddle because there's so much vegetation in the slough.
Nick Lasuzzo says the long-term restoration of Chena Slough would be nearly impossible without the information collected by the Army Corps of Engineers.
You know, in 1997, when the Corps of Engineers and Fish and Game were addressing this problem, they actually made these really detailed habitat maps of the entire slough and archived their data and their methodology in pretty good detail. And so it's very rare that you have that before introduction data, that we were lucky enough to have that sort of information just laying on a bookshelf somewhere.
Lasuzzo and Amy Larson have submitted a manuscript of their work to the North American Journal of Fisheries Management for publication. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.